Deconstructing the Coliseum, promoting civil government school system abolition. And I will continue to say throughout my entire life that the civil government has no right to operate a school system. God never gave the civil government humans, the humans acting under the guise of the authority given to them by God, the civil government, the power of the sword, force. They were never given the right to use force to advance Christianity. So if you're someone who says, well, I think I'll go into the civil government school system as a Christian and be salt and light and try to evangelize to people, well, you're basically saying that you think that you have a right to do that, and Scripture does not give you the right to advance Christianity via force. So you'll generally counter that you're not using force. Well, you're taking someone else's tax dollars via the power of the sword, and you're using that money to advance Christianity. Not proper. Not proper. Now, I will tell you that you're going to wrestle with that. You're going to wrestle with the fact that the civil government school system has no right to be in existence. You're going to wrestle with that. You might be driving down the street one day, looking off into the distance, and suddenly you may have an epiphany, which I should be more clear about would be God revealing truth to you. It's a revelation, more specifically, that the civil government, yeah, it doesn't have a right to operate a school system. And then you, at some point, there, shortly thereafter, hopefully, you'll think to yourself, what was I thinking before? How on earth did I ever operate under this premise that the civil government has a right to advance religion via force? What was I thinking? And you know how I know that you're going to have those things revealed to you? Because that happened with me. This is Kevin R. Novak promoting abolition of the largest church in America, the civil government school system, on deconstructingthecoliseum.com.